This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. 7 minutes after the hour, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, Richie back tomorrow, Roberta next week, Jennifer next week. Meanwhile, good news from Bill and Melinda Gates. The Gates Foundation, according to a story at DougSteffen.com today, if you want to believe what's there, help yourself. The Gates have donated $1 million to the gun control campaign. All right, people, that's a good way to get people's attention, right? Oh, gun yeah. control! Gates and his wife giving $1 million to a Washington State campaign, they live there, seeking to expand background checks on gun sales, bringing the total amount the campaign has brought in up to $6 million. Donation to the Initiative 594 campaign was given last week, and actually the public disclosure people got to do this sort of thing, so that's why people know about it. They don't usually go around broadcasting what it is they do with the money. It just becomes public after people acknowledge, okay, $1 million here, $1 million there. So what this, more importantly, what this initiative will require is that people who want to buy a gun have to have background checks. You're buying a gun, transferring gun ownership, or if you are moving to Washington State, if you're... I don't have a gun, and I haven't really followed this. I listened to all the hoopla about it, but I don't really know the rules and regs, Kenny. So if you live in Massachusetts and you move to Washington, you got a gun permit in Massachusetts, when you go to Washington, you have to get whatever that state allows. Is that basically what the law is? If different states have different rules, you got to adhere to not where you got the gun permit, but where you're living. Am I to assume that's what happens?
I'm not sure if that's what happens. I know that this particular thing that that the Gates contributed to is about sales of guns.
Not about that, transfer of domicile. There's a Freudian slip of domicile from one state to another. That's not it.
I don't think so. I think this is more about sales of guns, whether it's at gun stores or gun shows, wherever you buy a gun. If this passes in November in the state of Washington, it means that you have to go through a universal background check before you can get the gun.
All right, so those of you who say, Stefan doesn't know what he's talking about, listen to him ask all those questions. Or Kenny, I fully admit to not knowing much about this because, A, the subject matter bores me most of the time, especially during a week like this. You hear all of these would-be talk hosts who do fill-in for radio people that do issues. They go to gun control because it's easy to get calls and to continue the conversation. Abortion, death penalty, that kind of stuff. Lazy minds. And I find myself shunning most of these conversations because they don't get anywhere and it's the same old, same old. But having said that, here is an example of some things that are actually, I don't know if interesting is the right word, but I'm sure that a lot of you would like to know what the bottom line is for this, and I'm happy to offer that service. I mean, this isn't about me and what I like and don't like, although some of the stories that I'll talk about or not talk about are based, frankly, on what I like or what I think you ought to know. If you have other sources, you can go listen to other people do coverage of other things, but I try pretty much to keep it on the up and up here. And so in this circumstance, I thought it was good they donated $1 million to educate people. Now, they have a pejorative themselves, and they want to educate people as to the way they think. And that's understandable, too. I want to educate you as to the way I think. And Kenny doesn't always agree with me, and neither does Richie or Jennifer or Roberta. So that's why this becomes an interesting, stimulating conversation, because it's all about what different people think. Based on the single item of news, this is what they did. They gave $1 million to the gun control campaign. Okay? So from there, you extrapolate all kinds of information that you may want to know more about. What's this gun control campaign all about? And in essence, what they want to do under this measure is exempt gifts within family and antiques from one person to another. That's background checks for all gun sales and transfers in Washington State, including at gun shows or private sales. Under the measure, exemptions would exist for gifts and for purchases at an antique show. All right, of an old gun. Got it? Does that make sense now? So you like it or you don't like it? Hoopa. You can explain it better if you want. 888-302-3684 if you care. The Michael Ferguson, good Doug. Michael Brown in Ferguson. I said this the other day. People, the only connection I had to Ferguson, to that name, I'm sure I've driven through Ferguson before because it's right on the outskirts of St. Louis, and I've driven through St. Louis 100 times if I've gone through it once. The family of Michael Brown and what's going on there and what is the situation in the community. Impassioned requests being made by a lot of responsible leaders for the appointment of a special prosecutor to oversee the investigation and the possible prosecution in this shooting of the black man by the white police officer. I don't think I have to say that anymore, do I? Doesn't everybody know that that's the case? In 2004, the Missouri Court of Appeals reaffirmed the power of a judge to appoint a special prosecutor, stating that the power to appoint a special prosecutor is not limited to the statutory ground. That's a lot of gobbledygook, legal gobbledygook. But basically, the bottom line is a lot of people want a special prosecutor. They don't want it to be a Fed. So the governor would make the decision, apparently, on this. And so is that a good idea? There's no guarantee of any prosecution of the officer, even if there's a special prosecutor who's named. Authorities have to establish that Wilson not only acted with excessive force, but also willfully violated Michael Brown's constitutional rights. That's how they've gotten a leg up on this. That's how they've gotten their nose in the door. Where his constitutional rights violated. That's how the feds can get in on the action here. If you did not know that, now you do. 13 and a half, actually almost to 14 past the hour. I was looking at this story at DougStephan.com. Bill Gates, Melinda Gates. Right next to it, big orange box. You know what that means? That's the Buzz Box. Michael, how are you doing with that Buzz Box coffee?
We actually finished our package a couple weeks ago.
Really? That doesn't handily describe how you were doing with it. Being finished with it doesn't help the audience understand how it tastes.
Oh, I'm sorry. It tasted great, and if we could get more, that'd be great, too.
You cheap son of a gun. Why don't you pay for it if it's good? That's what, the first pound you get free. And then if you're cheap like Michael, you just go wherever you get a free cup of coffee. But if you want something that's good for you, it actually is good for you. Michael, you might take note of that. This is good for you. That other crap that you drink that's there is full of all kinds of chemicals. You want to drink that? How do you feel about drinking chemicals versus good quality coffee? Isn't it worth it?
I don't like chemicals, Mr. Stephan.
Ah, good for you, Michael. That's the right answer. So how about getting rid of those bitter aftertastes that you get from the regular coffee companies that are producing crap and get into the perfection department? Yes, the perfection department. Buzz Box Coffee. Buzz Box releases the power of 800 naturally occurring compounds that's good for you. Wine has 200. Buzz Box Coffee has 800. It's really good, very good. Excellent, in fact. BuzzBox, the Brazil roast, for example. There are all kinds of different roasts. And you can try them free, and you'll be helping me save my farm at the same time. That's what they've done with the money from BuzzBox. The extra money is going to help me establish a different sort of farm, teaching farm, sanctuary for cows. That's what it's about. Now, that may or may not be important to you. What's important to you probably is, as Michael suggested and Jennifer Horner suggested and other people who are associated with this program who are drinking this coffee, it's just really good coffee. Smells wonderful, tastes better. That's what you want, and it's happy. 866-456. I have this habit. You start numbers, you know they're toll-free, so you just start it with 800 or 888. And this is not that. This is a toll-free number starting with 866-456-7805. That's 866-456-7805 for your free pound of BuzzBox coffee. Call right now and get the flavor, get the smell, taste the difference, make a difference. Experience BuzzBox coffee. Sign up for the free pound at DougStephan.com in the BuzzBox, the orange BuzzBox, or just call BuzzBox at 866-456-7805.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Hi, I'm Doug Stephan with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Today is the day you switch to Rite Aid for one simple reason. Wellness Plus, the card that gives you credits you can use like cash. Plus, discounts that only members get. Plus, 20% off almost the entire store. Plus, that's for a whole year. Plus, rewards that start today and pile on every time you shop. So, if you're tired of missing out on all the pluses only Rite Aid delivers, visit RiteAidWellness.com to sign up and learn more today about Wellness Plus. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a daze and head to their nearest Staples store. Why? Here's a woman doing the shopping cart dance in her dorm room. Why are you dancing?
I just got Sharpie markers for $2, a Toshiba laptop for $2.29, and a 16-gig flash drive for $7. Oh, yeah!
I can see you're excited, but shouldn't we turn the music down? Your roommate is trying to sleep.
Don't worry, she sleeps through anything!
Well, there you have it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supplies to store at Staples.com for details.
Lydia in post. I get to drive mom's Honda tonight. Yay, I love Hondas. Yay, Lydia. We love Hondas too. But it's time to get your own at the Honda Summer Clearance Event. We've got great deals on KBB.com's most trusted brand, like a Honda Civic with a rearview camera, Pandora, and Bluetooth standard. Perfect for calling mom on weekends.
Hurry into the Honda Summer Clearance Event for 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers. Based on 2014 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information. Pandora compatible with select smartphones. Wireless carriers rates apply. See dealer for financing details.
All right, so Kenny, are you concerned about the hurricane that's off Mexico's Pacific coast? It's supposed to move up, head into California. 30-foot waves. The surfers are going to like that. Workers are trying to put sandbags in various beaches because of potential flooding. National Weather Service says large waves and rip currents along the first 100-mile stretch, which would bring us up into Los Angeles, right? From San Diego up into L.A. Yeah. This is pretty new. What do you hear about that there locally? You're in San Diego.
Nobody seems too concerned about the hurricane, but cool, there were lots of pictures from some of my friends all over Facebook of the big waves that we're already starting to see.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They're out there surfing and having a great time.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on and safari with me. Come on and safari with me. Michael, you haven't got that song to back me up there? Surfing in 30-foot waves. Imagine that. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, so it's time for our one-hit wonder contest. A great tune from 1972. Hello.
Fire, hope for half a chance. We will ask you if I could dance with you.
I actually quite love this song.
You.
Very romantic song. Actually,
what would you say?
Remember this song, Kenny?
You know, I was listening to it earlier, and this was one that just slipped past me.
Really?
Remember this.
No. Crank it up, Michael.
Hey.
Oh, babe, what would you say? Name of the song. This is the only hit this guy ever had. If you know who it is, it's 888-302-DOUG, 888-302-3684. We'll send you a one-hit wonder CD if you got to identify the singer of this song. I don't want to interrupt it, actually. Play to play. Michael, come on. Crank it up. So it was the case at this point. This is during this week in 1972. A lot of the pop songs were done by Brits. This fellow, British born. He's actually a producer and an engineer. If you know who he is, you call us at 888-302-3684 for the swell prize. Tell us the name of this one-hit wonder artist who was born in 1923. His real first name is Norman. He was an RAF glider pilot in World War II. He became a jazz artist, but that didn't work for him. So he became an apprentice sound engineer. He was actually involved in a lot of the Beatles
songs. He recorded about 100 Beatles songs, Kenny, working in the studio. He was, let's see, his last album that he worked with to produce for the Beatles was Rubber Soul. John Lennon gave him the nickname Normal. So this song, Oh Babe, What Would You Say, was actually a demo he recorded for another vocalist, but everybody liked it so much they released it, and it became a huge, huge, huge hit. So let's sort of listen to the entrails of it. Oh Babe, What Would You Say? He was not playing the sax, though, in this. Actually, quite like the first minute and 45 seconds of this thing. All right, so now it's your job to figure out who this is. Let's see if we have any... Oh, fooey. We don't have any wrong answers. I look over at my screening device here to see who it is that has the wrong answer. Everybody's got the right answer. So to Jonesboro, Arkansas, we go. And Diane is listening there. Hi, Diane.
Good morning.
Morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are
That's
you?
That's good. I'm doing well. Thank you very much. When I listen to a song like that, I feel better. How about you?
That's not really one of my favorite songs.
Isn't it? Well, it doesn't have to be your favorite. It could just be something that sort of said, even if you don't like the lyric line, there's something about it that just sort of, I don't know, it just tips me anyway. Everybody's different. So who is this? Who is this miracle man?
Is it Hurricane Smith?
It's Norman Hurricane Smith. That is correct. How did you remember that? Or how did you, you obviously remember the song.
My husband is a walking genius, and I had him... listen, and he just told me the answer.
Of course he's a walking genius. He married you.
That's correct.
Right? What's wrong with that? He's got it. You got it. He's got it. Perfect. And you're going to get one of these CDs that has a lot of one-hit wonders. So he's going to enjoy it, even if you don't. He'll enjoy it. So, Diane, good for you. Thank you. Hold on just a second. Michael will talk to you. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, very often people will say, you know, dogs are so different than cats. When you go into someone's home and they have a dog, the dog comes running and he's glad to see you. But yet if you walk into someone's house and they have cats, very often the cats will run and hide in another room. Is this a species problem? No, it's a guardian problem. For example, over the years, I've had hundreds of cats and hundreds of dogs. I take the time to make sure when a new pet comes into my house, even more important than training is socializing. I expose the dog or cat to all different types of people, all different types of noises, and other animals. It can make all the difference in the world. Cats don't want to run away. They don't want to hide. If you take the time to socialize them and let them know that the world is really not that scary a place, their entire life will change. You know what? Your relationship with your cat will be better than ever. So if you have a cat that's running away, spend time socializing. You'll start finding out that the two of you will real soon become best friends. I promise. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. I recently had an opportunity to interview the lightweight champion of the world, and we had a terrific interview. And I said to this person and their trainer, by the way, what is the number one key to winning in the ring? Now, did he tell me physical attributes? No. Did he tell me the opponent's got to be lousy? No. Here's what he did say. You gotta have... No net fire in the belly. I bet you thought I was going to say that. You got to have heart. In your heart, you get into that ring. In your heart, you know you're going to walk out the victor. In your heart, you know you're going to settle for nothing else but a knockout. What kind of a heart do you have? Do you have that power? Do you have that determination to be a champion? The answer is yes. Just keep on beating that drum. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your...
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains glucoidin. There are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Here we go. Another good day, half hour. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen here. You deserve all good things in your life today. It's in your hands and in the hands of a higher power if you believe in that. So let's see what we can do about making your relationship with us better, your relationship with the people who are close to you better, and the conversational convenience that you find by listening to us. There's a convenience just turning the radio on in the morning and listen to people talk, and then maybe you pick up the pieces of a conversation and you add your own little twist to it. That's what good conversation's all about. 888-302-DOUG. Email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. ABC News is reporting that the folks, our friends at ISIS, are demanding a $6.5 million ransom for a 26-year-old girl, an American woman, who apparently was there. She was captured a year ago while doing humanitarian work in Syria. So what happens? Who do they ask, Kenny? Is it the family in this circumstance? Or is it some religious organization, or is it the government? We say we're not going to negotiate with terrorists. Where did the demand for the ransom go for Foley, which we found out about after the fact?
It went to his family, and I believe it also went to the Pentagon.
So how does ISIS find the address of the family? They probably have ID from when they capture these people. They look through their wallet or through their pocketbook or their personal things, and that's where they find out about them, and so they go from there. That, I guess, makes some sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, that or they tortured him to get it.
Yeah. Well, that, yeah, the torturing women as well here. I noticed that the family of Mr. Foley, the person executed by ISIS, posted a text of a letter to them that he was able to get past his captors. Pretty unusual. Have you seen this letter, Kenny? It was posted.
I heard about it, but I haven't seen it.
Posted to the family's Facebook page. In the letter, Foley says that he used memories of great family times to take him from his prison. Dreams of family and friends take me away, and happiness fills my heart, he said. I'm looking at the post here. Foley had a fellow hostage who was about to be released memorize the letter. That person called Foley's mother shortly after he got released and dictated it to her. Isn't that special when you think about it? What kind of a bond? They must have had a wonderful bond. It's a heartbreaking message. All of the letters that he wrote during his captivity were confiscated, so he devised this way to approach the communication. I guess he felt like he was going to be killed. So here's the letter. And I don't think I'm invading. This has been published a lot of places. Let's see just sort of what you think as you listen to this. I remember going to the mall with Dad, a very long bike ride with Mom. I remember so many great family times that take me away from this prison. Dreams of family and friends take me away, and happiness fills my heart. I know you're thinking of me and praying for me. I'm so thankful. I feel you're all especially close to me when I pray. I pray for you to stay strong and to believe. I really feel I can touch you even in this darkness. 18 of us have been held together in one cell, which has helped me. We have had each other, endless long conversations about movies and trivia and sports. We played games made up of scraps found in our cell. We found ways to play checkers, chess, and have had tournaments of competition, spending some days preparing strategies for the next day's game or a lecture. The games and teaching each other have helped the time pass, been a huge help. We repeat stories and laugh to break the tension. I've had a lot of weak days and then strong days. We're grateful when anybody is freed, but of course, yearn for our own freedom. We try to encourage each other, share strength. We're being fed better now and daily. We have tea, occasional coffee. I've regained most of my weight lost last year. I think a lot about my brothers and sister. I remember playing werewolf in the dark with Michael and so many other adventures. I think of chasing Maddie and tea around the kitchen counter. Makes me happy to think of them. If there's any money left in my bank account, I want it to go to Michael and to Matthew. I'm so proud of you, Michael. Thankful to you for happy childhood memories. And you and Christy, I thank you for the happy adult ones. And Big John, now I enjoy visiting you and how I enjoyed going to Germany with you. Thank you for welcoming me there. I think a lot about Roro and try to imagine what Jack is like. I'm guessing that was a dog. Anyway, so the message goes on. It's a wonderful letter. Makes you cry when you listen to it. Your reactions, 888-302-3684 or through the Facebook social media to the Foley family. You got to wonder what they're thinking at this point after all the hoopla of the media coverage of the actual death of their son has waned and you focus on other people like this 26-year-old woman. What's going to happen to her? It's frustrating. I guess that's probably not a great word for this. Sad. You get angry. You try to figure out how it is that monsters like this exist. It's so frustrating. It is. When you wish for a great day and you wish for good things for people. Here's Michael who writes, I've read that letter. Kudos to the guy who memorized it. Here's a lady named Faith. Jim, so sorry you had to suffer, but now you're comforted and with Jesus. Susan writes, the story is so sad. When the person is located that murdered him, I hope they simply release several of the military police dogs to take care of him. Stephanie writes, heartbreaking. Such a testament of faith family is making, very tired of hearing people say that religion is the root of all evil, trying to draw some kind of absurd moral equivalency between Christianity and radical Islam. Foley and his family are making a mockery of those who would take that tact. That reminds me, don't we have some protests cooking here? Didn't I see something now that I've taken my mind off of some of the hard news and thinking about that family, thinking about the letter and stuff. But there's a group of protests that are scheduled, Kenny, aren't there? There is this movement now among the moderate Islamic community, if it's a nonsensical term, but there are a lot of people who are now getting pretty upset that they confront or are confronted by every day people who find out they're Islamic, and then they say, oh, you dirty so-and-so. And so now they're organizing groups around the country to protest or in some way, shape, or form present the image that Islam is not what's presented by the ISIS people. I think most people in any common sense understand that, but there had been cries for this for a long time. There have been people demanding or suggesting or just saying, hey, how come if the rest of you Muslims think this is so bad, you don't make a more public stand, take a more public stand, or make more forceful statements about it? So, as I understand it from what I read, and I can't put my finger on this, but there were two or three demonstrations. Weren't they scheduled for either this today or this weekend, Kenny, where Islamists are getting together?
I know there was one in Louisville, Kentucky. There was one in Dearborn, Michigan. I'm sure that there were more. Yeah. There is a story in the trending section at DougStephan.com about at least one of those, where it's a group of Americans who are Muslim who are saying that ISIS does not stand for what they believe in, and and they want to make sure that people know that. And I'm betting that one of the reasons that there haven't been a lot of this kind of thing before is after September 11th, people were just so nasty to anyone that they found out who was a Muslim, because they tied them all into terrorists.
Yep.
And
it
there
is.
Was so much violence and vandalism
in
their places of business that they hid. They didn't want anyone to know.
Yeah, they hid. All right, so that's if there's anything positive comes out of this, perhaps that would be it. 17 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Ladies, you're getting older. How to win friends and influence people, right? I know you're getting old. Well, men, you're getting old too. And as your body changes, so does your hairline. So if you've gotten too soon old and too late smart, may I smarten you up by suggesting that you don't have to have no hair. You can have some hair, a lot of hair, huge hair, by making a phone call. Oh, yes, 800-525-8319 is the number to sign up for Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. Provia is the natural hair therapy from Chamonix. Lots of people have written to me over the past year since we started talking about Provia, about this product and how miraculously well it works. Let me underscore that Provia is for both men and women who have lost their hair. If you have colored hair, treated hair, and your hair is getting thin, call 800-525-8319. This works. I've used it myself because Richie always, last 4 or 5 years, has kidded me about the little spot in the back of my head, on my scalp, that has, interestingly enough, seemed to have disappeared because I grew hair. Provia cleanses the pores on your scalp to get rid of the glunk that's there after having used those cheap shampoos for all these years that stay in your scalp, plug the pores, hair can't grow through. That's why you've lost your hair. So get it back. Call 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. And as a matter of fact, use my name, Doug Steff, and get a brand new Provia Super, the Super Concentrate. Get a tube of that as well and use it liberally on your scalp. Watch the hair come in. The follicles will start coming through those open pores, and your hair will be back in. 4 or 5 months, you'll be saying the same thing that all these other people are saying. This is great. Finish the order. Start more. Here's a woman who says her hair was very brittle. And then after Provia, she could comb it. So it helps that as well. It helps all kinds of things with regard to your hair. Stop your hair loss now. Call for Provia at 800-525-8319.
The Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is on, with over 250 of the latest styles all on sale now. Get Black Forest Oak Laminate for a crazy 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful and durable bamboo for just $159. Classic prefinished gunstock oak hardwood for $149. All gorgeous Bellawood prefinished hardwood is on sale. Plus, get special 24-month financing. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today. Find the store nearest you. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday. The fall flooring season is here. Why aren't you?
Allstate's 10th annual America's Best Drivers Report ranks the largest 200 cities in the country based on car collision frequency. Fort Collins, Colorado is named America's safest driving city, with Brownsville, Texas coming in second. Allstate's Mike Roach explains how, this year, the report is more comprehensive than ever.
On the Allstate website, we now have a new tool that's interactive and allows consumers to look at their city's rankings for 2014 and to look back historically for their rankings during the 10-year history that we've run this report.
For the first time, the report factors in how things like population, population density, and precipitation can affect each city's ranking. Allstate offers tips on dealing with these challenging roadway conditions.
When driving in precipitation, it's always key to know and understand the road conditions, where you're heading, and also keeping your vehicle properly maintained, because you never know when bad weather is going
to
strike.
To see the 2014 rankings and interactive map, visit allstate.com/bestdriversreport.
There was 57 channels in the night.
That's so. Well, there's lots on. The poll yesterday at DougStefan.com, by the way, this is Jennifer's job, but she's slacking off this week in Hawaii at one of those. That's really annoying, actually. Anyway, let's do the poll from yesterday, asking what your favorite part of the Primetime Emmy Awards was. And 20% of you said it was a tribute to Robin Williams, which is understandable, and I think I concur. 18% of you said you didn't watch the Emmys. 17% of you said you liked Seth Meyers. 16% of you said you liked Weird Al's song. Ugh. 15% said you liked something other than what we listed. 13% of you said I watched it to see the stars and what they were wearing. Okay, good for you. All right, so that's the story of our poll. Interesting news for daytime television watchers. How many of you watch the soaps and know who Antonio Sabato is? You know, I don't know who this guy is, but he's going to be on Dancing with the Stars. I'm betting Jennifer would be all over this. Maybe I should just set it aside.
She would.
All right. So let's just set that aside for Jennifer. A&E has been sued over Duck Dynasty's clothing.
Uh-oh.
On an episode of Duck Dynasty, Uncle, is it Cy, I guess it is?
Yes. Yeah.
Proclaimed, my favorite color is camo. The line soon made its way onto T-shirts and hoodies. But according to a lawsuit that was filed this week, A&E couldn't camouflage its role in participating in this trademark infringement. The company said that it's been selling this line of apparel branded My Favorite Color Camo. Company has registered trademark and reports gaining national visibility with its mark. Duck Dynasty comes along and uses duck paraphernalia. Is that right, Kenny? I guess that's what they do with it.
Yeah, they put out their own line of clothing with that logo on it, which mm-hmm. belonged to somebody else.
Whoops. Tough to do that and get away with it. Whoopsie! HBO is developing a series based on the movie Shutter Island. That's going to be kind of stiff. Remember, I think DiCaprio was starring in that, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
And it was very, very violent and very, very nasty. But you got Boardwalk Empire. That's nasty. People watch that. Game of Thrones is nasty. And they watch that, so maybe they'll watch this. All this violence? Oof. Not my cup of tea. Speaking of daytime television, Eileen Davidson. You know who she is?
I know the name.
She has been a soap sensation all of her acting career. She's played some pretty juicy roles on Days of Our Lives and The Young and Restless. And now, apparently, she's going to be able to continue her career acting in both of them at the same time. She's had separate roles on Days of Our Lives and separate roles on The Young and the Restless, but now she's going to be playing a role in both of them at the same time. That's got to be pretty, that's unusual. I mean, you can see it happen sometimes. Yeah. With people who are signed up to non-scripted TV programs. But this is, I think it's pretty rare. All right. NBC canceled the Wizard of Oz event before it even got started. They said too expensive, can't get the producer and the network together, so forget about the Wizard of Oz Emerald City series. Not going to happen. 51 after on Good Day.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Let's get to Warren Eckstein now on the Good Day program with his visit, talking about pets, ideas that may come of some of the things that we talk about to help you take care of your pet or enjoy your pet. Video of the day today, Warren, at DougStephan.com, is a dog pool party, and there's some sound from it. You got to see it, though. It's exactly what it sounds like. A bunch of dogs swimming and playing in the pool.
Okay, we're not barking, Maverick.
Okay, we're not barking, Maverick. Anyway, it's just kind of a fun thing. I see Lauren McCall, who passed away last week, left $10,000 to her dog. You had written about that in your blog, and we've repurposed it in our Better Living box at DougStephan.com. Were you surprised? I don't know what kind of a dog she had. What did she have for a dog?
You know, I don't even know. I think it was a small Maltese. I remember years ago I was training a lot of dogs.
A Maltese?
I think so.
The Maltese Falcon?
Not the Maltese Falcon, no. The Maltese dog. But years ago I used to do a lot of training at the building she lived in, the Dakota, the famous Dakota building.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of my clients were in there, and I used to see her walking the dog, but it's probably not the same dog. This was many years ago. Hey, Doug, here's something you don't know.
Yeah?
This is the stuff that comes across my desk. I'm not endorsing this. I haven't even read it yet.
Yeah.
Spritzing your dog with pig perfume can stop them from behaving badly. That's the title of the...
Say that again?
Spraying your dog with pig perfume can stop them from behaving badly.
Really?
That's the headline.
Perfume.
A new study revealed that squirting pig perfume on your pet dog helps prevent them from barking, jumping, and other behavioral
problems. Isn't that true of, for example, when you're trying to train your dog not to pee in the house? They spray some of the areas where they want, or your dog's chewing on the woodwork or things like that. Don't they spray things that are really disgusting for the average dog? Don't want
to prevent the dog. Yeah, to prevent the dog from chewing or licking. But this is if you have a dog that's behaving badly and you just put some pig perfume on him. They're saying that the dog
on him
on the dog. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about spraying.
No,
oh.
No. It's actually called the name of the perfume is called Boar Mate.
What is it called?
B-O-A-R, Boar Mate. Like pig, Boar Mate.
Like pig.
I'm going to try that on myself. Maybe I'll be hating that.
There's another video of the day from a few days ago at DougStephan.com featuring a dog who doesn't seem very excited to be exercising on a treadmill. So he finds a way to cheat on it. It's one of the cutest videos I have seen for an awful long time. So that's what I love. I love to have the cute stuff, the great stories. People love those stories about pets, various pets, people who have great stories. Send your video to me, and I'll put it up on our website to Warren, Warren at petshow.com. The other thing that I saw you blogging about, the story of a disabled Chihuahua. With a 3D printed doggy cart. In other words, this came out of a printer?
It was, but you know, it's interesting. But there are so many dogs out there. I work with an organization based in Maryland called Dogs with Disabilities. In fact, I wrote the foreword to the book, and it's amazing.
Yeah, right.
It's absolutely amazing to me, Doug, that when a dog has certain types of disabilities or challenges, they don't complain. They just move along and move on. I've worked with so many dogs in wheelchairs and dogs with three legs and dogs that couldn't hear and deaf and whatever. They just accept life and move on. And enjoy what they have. It's taught me a lot.
Charlotte has been teaching me a lot. People have been writing me about Charlotte, asking me for an update on Charlotte. And not much has changed, really, or at least not until yesterday. She appeared to have had, yesterday morning, she was fine on Monday night. And Tuesday morning, she woke up and she couldn't move. Her head was tilted way to the side. And when we did pick her up, she just fell down. So I thought, oh, my God, this is it. So brought her to have spent much of the day yesterday getting her tested and evaluated and that sort of thing. And I don't want to put her through whole bunches of tests because she's been through enough.
Sure.
So I really wanted to get, and I was worried during the day yesterday that it was maybe over. And then once we get the evaluation, this is something that many of you may have experienced. I don't know whether you got the same explanation from your vet, but apparently there's something that has to do with old age and a mechanism in the ears. It's kind of like Meniere's disease.
Sure.
Or when you lose your balance. What's that called? You have something that begins with a V. What's the word that when you lose
vertigo?
Vertigo, thank you. And that's really what she's got. Inner ear infection, so she tilted her head. But also, Bill Carlson, who is Warren's vet and my vet, has said that she is probably actually going through some healing, and in 6 to 10 days, she'll be much better. Today, actually, she's quite better, quite a bit better. She's walking around, still has a healthy appetite, but I will tell you, yesterday it was a very emotional day, as one might expect. But today, better.
Well, that's good to hear. You give Charlotte a big hug and a kiss for me.
Hugs and kisses. Wow, what a concept. How about we have a mineral and vitamin supplement called Hugs and Kisses. Check it out.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.